Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The chapter we're doing is Babu Wujubil Jihadi wa Fadlil Udwati wa Ruha. We explain that when it is necessary for a person to strive out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we explain jihad and its various types that it has. So this part of the chapter that we're doing is going through various ayat of the Quran that show us and explain to us the importance of jihad, and shows us and tells us the virtues of jihad. To show us, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought various ayat of the Quran here, many. So as we go, we'll go through it slowly to show that jihad is not something that is just willy-nilly. It's strongly established in our deen, and there are so many ayat of Quran that speak about jihad. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ إِنْفِرُوا خِفَافًا وَثِقَالًا وَجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. In Surah Toba, Allah Ta'ala says, proceed when light or heavy, and exert yourselves with your wealth and lives in Allah Ta'ala's way. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَىٰ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْفُرْقَانِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala says, indeed, Allah Ta'ala has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth so that they may have paradise. Look at this ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala has purchased, past tense, from the believers their lives and wealth so that they may have paradise. What this first part of the ayat is saying is that Allah Ta'ala has already done this deal with us. It's a done deal that we have already purchased. Allah Ta'ala has done this deal. Allah Ta'ala has purchased from us. In other words, when a deal is done, the seller now has to hand over the goods that have been sold to the purchaser. The seller has to hand it over to the purchaser, and the purchaser in return gives the payment price. So understand this ayat in this context. Allah Ta'ala is saying, Inna Allah ashtara. Allah Ta'ala has already purchased. It's for our understanding purposes. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning it like this. Allah Ta'ala is the purchaser. He has already purchased. The deal is done. What Allah Ta'ala has purchased? Allah Ta'ala has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth. In other words, now this belongs to Allah. This life of ours belongs to Allah. This wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given us, this also belongs to Allah. Therefore, we have to use it like how Allah Ta'ala wants us to use this life, and how Allah Ta'ala wants us to use this wealth. And what is Allah going to give us in return for this? We are selling this, we are giving this, so to speak, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is Allah Ta'ala giving us in return for this? Allah Ta'ala is giving us in return is Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth so that they may get Jannah, may get paradise in return. Then the ayat goes on to say, they fight in Allah's palace, part killing and being killed. This is Allah Ta'ala's promise that is binding in the Torah, binding in the Injil and in the Quran Sharif. In other words, this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the previous scriptures. Whoever fulfills their promise that Allah, whoever fulfills their promise, who? Allah Ta'ala asking this question, who? Who is there that fulfills his promise better than Allah Ta'ala? So rejoice with your bargain that you have made. This is a massive bargain that you have made. You have sold something. If a person sells, for example, I sold his glasses, it may be worth 100 rand. If I sell it for 10,000 rand, is that a bargain or not? It's a massive bargain. But when will I reap that bargain is when that actual selling price comes in. So this is what the ayat of the Quran is saying, is that rejoice, be happy with your bargain. Allah is giving you jannat in return for the small, measly life of yours, for this little bit of wealth of yours. Allah is going to give you so much. What a massive bargain. So be happy over this bargain that you have made. This is the supreme success. In other words, now a person just has to deliver on the deal and then he will make the bargain. He can't say that I'm going to renegade on the deal. I'm not going to supply the goods and yes, I want to take the payment price. We have to deliver this life of Allah, this life that Allah has given us. We live it according to the way Allah Ta'ala wants us, according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This wealth Allah Ta'ala gives us, we use it the way Allah Ta'ala wants us to use it. We don't just take it and invest in haram, invest in riba. We don't take it and spend it in the wrong places, in the wrong avenues. We don't take it and hoard it when we're supposed to be giving our zakat. We don't take it and hold it back when we're supposed to be spending on our family, our parents, our children. We don't take it and use it for the purchasing the wrong haram items, liquor, etc. So a person uses the wealth Allah Ta'ala wants him to use, he uses his life the way Allah Ta'ala wants him to use, and Allah Ta'ala will deliver on his promise. Who is there? The ayat of the Quran is saying, who is there to deliver better than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on his promise of granting us Jannah? May Allah Ta'ala make it a reality, and may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of delivering from our side this deal that has already been done. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.